For many blind people like myself, audio description is a must, whether it's on TV, cinema, theatres, arts venues. It's appearing in more and more places. Now, when it comes to TV, well, think of all the channels, terrestrial, streaming channels. How do you find what's audio described? Well, there could be some light on the horizon. Jez Watts is with us. Thanks for joining us, Jez.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So audio description, I'm not sure, do you use that yourself? I find it something really vital for TV.
It's something that I don't need to use it, but I have it on in the background quite often just to keep up with how it's sounding, which programs are using it. And as we've said on many occasions, it can be quite useful if you're doing your ironing or something.
Do you know, my wife is sighted, but she goes into the kitchen and she's like, going to put the audio description on so I can know what's happening on the TV.
Yeah, definitely. It's got many uses.
And for many people who don't know about AD, it's a narrative that goes in between the sort of dialogue of the characters on the telly and basically describes kind of what's going on visually, what's happening on the screen as well. And, you know, the good news, Jez, is I suppose there are more and more TV channels using AD. We'd love more, but there are more and more now.
Definitely. I mean, we're noticing all the time that smaller platforms are doing it. Companies are springing up all over the place requesting this AD. So it's moving from something that people have to do to something that people want to do. And that's fantastic for everybody. And as you say, there can always be more, but there's definitely growth. But yeah, we're always after more all the time.
There's terrestrial channels there. There's streaming platforms now. There's on-demand TV to watch too. There's so much, you know, for everybody to do. And I suppose keeping track of what programmes are already described must be getting harder and harder to do. There's so much now.
Well, this is it. And there's a lot of, obviously, historical AD as well. So programmes that aren't necessarily advertised. Looking back, people have done quite a lot of their back catalogues. And yeah, new programmes. So we've kind of created a TV listings on this site that you can filter to show just programmes with AD. We've been obviously playing around with it. And what's quite interesting is which channels have many, many programmes and which channels that comes up with nothing. So that's quite an eye-opener as well, and it's probably a good way of helping people discover which channels are more AD-friendly than others, you know.
Is it kind of early days for this particular part, the audio description scheduling?
Yeah, it's very early. So the broadcasters, the platforms, they're all being really helpful. They're supportive, and they're really keen, obviously, to get up there as well. But there are hoops to jump through, and what we're finding is what was best was just to get what we've got up there. So we've got the main channels like BBC and ITV, Channel 4, Channel 5 should be next. We've got Amazon Prime up there. Netflix and Apple should be coming. But the idea is that really once we get momentum, more will come more quickly once they see that it's being used. It's quite a complex process, which surprised me, I have to say.
Where did the idea come from to actually look at audio description and include that on the website?
Well, the whole thing came from the RNIB symposium, actually, back in September, which you hosted.
That was me.
In case you forgot. And what we found, what the idea was born, that what we need is like an area where people who use AD can congregate and provide feedback and ask questions. And that there are often simple frustrations which are easily resolved and answered, but there's a lot of people doing a lot of different things. So we thought if we could create one platform where everyone can go, that would be really helpful for people who use AD and people who create it. You know, we want feedback. It's going to create a bit of accountability as well. And so we decided to build this platform, and we sent out a few questions to a test group and said, you know, what would you like to see as well? What things are important? And TV listings came up, actually, as quite a high priority. It's something I would not have thought of, but it was, yeah, a lot of people requested it, and especially this AD filter.
So you're hosting this on the website, you're building it as well. Obviously, you've got some of the big hitters on there. I suppose the goal is that other channels see that this is being promoted. Because at the end of the day, if people, even people like myself who use audio description, we're watching channels that are perhaps commercial channels or that are pay-per-view channels as well. So when it comes down to the sort of pounds and pennies, you know, channels may want to be on here to increase their viewers.
That's it, 100%. I mean, it's in their interest to get on there. So that's why exactly that we thought if we launch, we get people seeing that there are channels already up, advertising their programs. Within the website, there's a place for broadcasters to sign up as well. So it's for them as well to be able to say, this new program's got AD, don't miss this new drama. Or we've just done a whole load of, B movie back catalogues, or we're going to be audio describing this program live. So it is in everyone's benefit to get up there and join in, really. And that's the thing about it. The more people that use it, the more it will grow exponentially.
We'll get the details on the website in just a moment, Jez. But say I log on to your webpage, I get onto the landing page. What am I kind of greeted with, and how would I find audio describe programs?
So the first thing you do is obviously register, which is a really simple process. We've made it as accessible. Again, we're open to feedback. So if anyone finds something's not working or something could be better, just drop us a line and we'll have a look at it. But as soon as you open it up, you've got an option to open a TV guide or a streaming guide, and then it shows you how popular it is. That's at the top of the page. And then you just scroll down a little bit and we've basically got threads that we've created, some sort of practice ones where people can start a conversation. So it's just like a forum. It's like Reddit or Facebook or anything that people might have used before, where you can just say, did anyone see this program last night? I thought the AD was brilliant, or why did it drop out, or why was it so bad, or whichever. We can just create conversations and everyone can jump in and offer feedback and answer. But yeah, that's what you get. Basically, TV listings at the top and then threads under it.
Okay, so if people would like to check this out, they'd like to register, they'd like to use the service, and indeed feedback, because at the end of the day, we'd all like all the broadcasters to sign up to this. How easy is it to do it? What do they have to do?
Go to the website, it will ask you to log on, you give a username, come up with a password. The main thing to look out for is that because it's a new site, some firewalls are a bit suspicious of it. So you might want to check your junk folders. It will send you a email to verify your email address. So if that doesn't ping up in your inbox, just check your junk folder or your spam folder. Click on that and then you're in, and there's a small section to fill in about whether you're an AD user or creator or broadcaster, maybe gender if you want, an age range, just so that we can get some ideas of who's using it, and that's it, it's done. So it is insideaccess.live. Inside access, all one word, dot live.
Easy as that.
Easy as that.
Well, Jez, let's hope lots of people do sign up to this. It sounds great, and to get more of the broadcast on there can only be a good thing as well. And thanks for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Lovely to chat with you.